Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Taylor is joining us this morning. Taylor, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's just get started. And we're talking about Paul, and you told us a little bit about Paul in your message to us, but let's start from the beginning. How did you meet him?
We were in a tanning salon. We were waiting for, you know, some beds to open up, and we just started talking. And then I made sure that I got his number before I went in because we clicked so much, I didn't want to, like, pass up, you know, the chance to get a date with him, so.
That's cool. And what did you guys do for the first date?
Well, it was interesting, because we really didn't make plans at all, so we just decided to, like, wing it when we met up, but then that kind of led to us just, like, driving around for a while, trying to pick out a place. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, we decided just to go to this, like, sports bar because it was the closest.
Right. So, you know, driving around looking for a place to eat, you can do that on the first date or the 100th date.
Because I tell you what, like that's marriage.
Yeah, right.
So once things got settled with Paul, Taylor, how did you get along? Once you got seated or whatever, how'd the flow of conversation go?
We got along great. It was really nice. We got along well in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's why I had asked for his number. And then that just continued on the date. Nice. And I definitely went in for a kiss at the end. And as far as I know, he had a good time, too, so.
Yeah, was there anything about the date that was, you know, I guess we like to say a little bit off or just like an awkward moment or something like that?
You mentioned you met him at the tanning salon. Did he use any line like, hey, what kind of tan lines do you have or nothing like that? I don't mean to be creepy.
Nothing creepy.
Why is it always creepy when it comes out of my mouth?
Less
all right,
innocent.
Let's pull this. Let me reel this back in. What is it, Taylor, that you really like about Paul? What attracts you to him?
Well, he's really good looking. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like our conversation flowed really easily and we just seemed to like get along. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, just chemistry, I guess, is what you'd say. So I don't know. It's been 2 weeks.
So. Of course. Well, we're here now to help try to get some answers here for you, Taylor. And we're going to do that. We're going to call Paul, see if he'll come on with us and get some answers for you. So hang tight.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, it's going to be a little strange. This is Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We do something called Second Date Update. Yeah, and if you had just a moment, we'd like to talk to you about your date with Taylor. Could you just give us a minute of your time?
Taylor?
You remember Taylor?
No, I remember her, for sure, yeah.
Okay, PT and I are just calling to find out how the date went.
The date was great. The date was awesome. She was awesome. I really like her, but I just think that the situation just sucks.
Okay, I guess I don't get it, or we don't understand what's going on. Like, what situation?
Okay, this is awkward, but I was telling my sister about the date the day afterwards. Okay, and she has to see a picture. My sister has to see a picture, so not thinking anything of it, I just pull it right up on the Tinder and show her, and her eyes just got really big, and she was shocked. About who it was.
So did your sister knows her?
Yeah, what did she say?
Yeah, my sister knows her. So my sister just like got quiet, real quiet. And I was like, what's going on? What's up? And what's the problem? And she just kept on. She just didn't say anything. So, yeah, it's awkward between them. I don't know how to say this. They used to date.
Wait a minute. So your sister and Taylor dated.
Oh my God. Who is your sister? Who is your sister?
Jill.
Oh, wow. Small world. I just want to let you know, I had no idea you were related and that you were Jill's brother. So,
well, I had no idea that my sister was even bi. So this whole thing is just like weird.
Yeah.
And very uncomfortable. So I just decided to not and like just leave things be.
I get that. It really sucks, though, but yeah, this is really uncomfortable.
Well, I guess. Maybe you should have that on your Tinder profile, though, you know?
Well, why would you do that? I mean...
I mean, this is weird, and I didn't know she was your sister, but why would I put...
I agree. Boy, I agree, Taylor. I understand. I honestly understand where both of you are coming from, don't you, PT?
It's a shocker, too. Yeah. And I think, Paul, you're probably going through the situation here. I mean, did you have a conversation with your sister at all about this, or is it a hard conversation to have now, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's really awkward.
Well, think of it like, you know, Paul, if this was your brother she had dated, would it matter to you?
Right.
No, I mean... I guess it would have been, that's a good point, but I don't know. It's weird. It's just a shock. I had no idea.
Since Taylor, you were the one that originally contacted us, what do you want to do?
This is really awkward for me, and I'm really kind of stunned and shocked right now myself. Okay. That it's like the last, I had no idea. Honestly, Paul, while you weren't calling me back, it never crossed my mind that like, Jill, my ex-girlfriend, was your sister. So, yeah, this sucks, and I like you too, Paul, but it's just very awkward. Honestly, whether it was your brother or your sister, I would feel like awkward. I don't date siblings in the same family. That's just weird.
So it's a no, because we typically ask, all right, what do you want to do? Do you want to go out on a second date? And so, Taylor, what do you want to do?
I'm sorry, no, but thank you. You could have maybe texted me that, Paul. I mean, instead of just like leaving me hanging for 2 weeks. And just told me, but it is weird, and I definitely do not. I think it's no second date, and I'm glad I know now. I don't have to guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell your sister I said, hey, no hard feelings, and this is all really weird, and
And maybe some time will kind of calm this down a little bit, and then you guys can maybe, you know, re-approach this again. But listen, as we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward here. On second date update. Guys, wow. Taylor, Paul, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, tell Jill I said hey, bye, Paul.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. They're playing Everything Country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.